following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan. And you still can get in on the action by downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And when you sign up, use promo code HUGE. And then you bet just $1 on the game tonight, and you'll instantly get $150 in free bets no matter what. It's simple and easy. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League, and use promo code HUGE when you sign up to get $150 in free bets instantly when you place a $1 bet on the game tonight. That's promo code HUGE to get $150 in free bets instantly. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use that promo code HUGE. Bet $1 and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 years of age and up in Michigan only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions. It's a Moneyline Monday presented by DraftKings on the huge show across Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts studio with the huge one, Bill Simon.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour on the only show willing to tell like it is. We're all about huge opinions, big name guests. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer on the day after. Gut punch, Hail Marys, kickoff returns, bad officiating, and a 66-yarder by Justin Tucker of the Ravens. Man. Jared Goff said it after the game, I've never experienced a gut punch like that. And then I think I tweeted out at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Welcome to Detroit, Jared. Taking your feedback on the game. Also, we'll get to Michigan State. What an OT win over Nebraska. I just like the will and the fight in the Spartan football team. And the same thing with Michigan. They were kind of coasting at halftime. Rutgers isn't the same dog team they used to be. I know the Michigan nation went crazy because Rutgers had a couple of chances there in the second half to tie the game. But Michigan hung on, got the W, and they're still a one-point favorite. I'm looking on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. One-point road favorite in Madison. Harbaugh is what two biggest wins are at Minnesota, the COVID game to start last year, and probably at Michigan State, right? They're a one-point favorite. Wisconsin got just rolled in the second half by ND. You know, Michigan had a strong first half. It was just ugly. State had that blasé second half as well. And I'm telling you, man, and you watch it in the NFL and you see it at college football and it's different than your local high school or youth team, that these guys are fast and big. And I think their bodies take a hit. And I think it's a natural letdown. And Bobby Bowden once told me on my show on ESPN 1000 in Chicago, and he was doing a book tour, speaking tour, and he came in studio with us and he said, every great football team at any level will have two games that they win that they may or should have lost in a season. Either it's let down, it's weather, it's a big play. There'll be two games that great teams have to survive to have a championship season, whether that's conference or the national championship. And that fits. I'm not saying Michigan State or Michigan are conference champion material. Ohio State's defense and some of their internal issues, they still have an offense to beat anybody in the Big Ten. But I'm looking at, well, is it Iowa? Is it Penn State? I mean, Michigan State and Michigan are close to even. What are they, 14 and 16 in the latest polls, I think? Michigan 14, and they went up, and a lot of people are screaming, like, how'd they go up? How did that team go up? What's going on? Michigan almost lost to Rutgers. Rutgers was undefeated. Granted, they haven't played anybody, but Schiano has done a great job. And I'm not making excuses for Harbaugh and the Wolverines. It's not the same Rutgers team you witnessed when Harbaugh first started. It's just not. So I'm looking at Michigan, Wisconsin, and I find it hard to believe that Michigan is a road favorite there. I'm not going to say they're a paper tiger. I won't do that. But when I saw that on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, I said, wow. I mean, Michigan a road favorite in Madison where they haven't won in, what, did I see like 19 years? Like 19 years. They're a road favorite in Madison. And Michigan State, I like the fight in Michigan. I don't know. McNamara said he needs to be better. I'm not a big fan of his arm. I think defenses can compact the field, and he doesn't throw the deep ball well. Michigan State, by the way, is a 10.5 point favorite over Western Kentucky. So if you're a Michigan State fan right now, you have to be happy, folks. They're undefeated. They're both ranked. We didn't know what was going to happen with Harbaugh. Some thought this could be his final year. Still could be if they lay an egg. You look at what Mel Tucker and Michigan State are doing. There's different expectations, and I talked about this over the weekend on the Huge Show Facebook page where I said, no, this is big-time gravy for Michigan State fans. And I think the goals and the potential win total has dramatically changed into the 8-9 category for Michigan State. I mean, they're 16 in America right now. Michigan is 14. State went up 5 spots. Michigan went up 5 spots. I mean, how can anybody complain? Well, you barely hung on. We should have drilled Nebraska. No, you know what? They played at Oklahoma. Very tough. And Oklahoma is number 4 in America. In the AP top 25, State is 17, Michigan 14. And Michigan beat Rutgers. Schiano's done a good job. And everyone's going crazy. I guess a lot of you think you want 63-10 wins all the time. You want it easy. You go tailgate. Everything's easy. It's not going to be that way. Not when you get to Big Ten play. It's not going to be that way in this conference. And if you're a Michigan State fan and you have anything negative to say about this team right now, you don't know football. Jim Comperoni, he knows everything about Michigan State. SpartanMag.com, your go-to online, interactive, Spartan Athletics. Info source. Comp is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, it's great to hear from you. It's good to be in the middle of college football season with a lot of interesting storylines. You know, some of the reasons that Michigan and Michigan State have went up in the rankings so much, of course, they're undefeated. But I heard a stat today that there's 9 teams that were in the preseason top 25 that have 2 losses. 9 of preseason top 25. You start counting them as Wisconsin, Washington, Miami, Iowa State, USC, Clemson, Indiana. 2 losses apiece just 4 games into the season. That'll reshuffle things in a hurry. It's hard to become undefeated. It's harder to stay undefeated. Like you said, what Bobby Bowden says, you're going to have 1 or 2 sleepy games a year if you're a good team. And if you're not a good team, you really have to buckle up. So now Michigan, Michigan State are in the ranks of the unbeaten. Team's going to be coming after them now.
Yeah, I'm not putting Michigan State in the, hey, we're going to win the Big Ten category just yet. But, man, I'm impressed with how prepared they are. That was a tough win. They found a way on special teams to get it done. They found a way in overtime to make plays. And you'll take the W if you're a Michigan State fan. And the Storm.
Yeah, and I came away impressed with Nebraska. I was talking about them last week and their defensive tackles, and the quarterback is difficult to play against. But, I mean, Nebraska dominated that second half. Everybody could see that. I'm wondering about Nebraska fans. They, in my opinion, Nebraska just needs to stay the course. I think they're heading in the right direction. Now they're going to have to change their quarterback for next year after graduation, I assume. But, you know, Nebraska was excellent. Like you said, they could have beaten Oklahoma if they had not missed two field goals and had an extra point returned for 2 points. They were right in there against the number 4 team in the country. Everybody thinks about Nebraska and how bad they looked in the first game in week 0 against Illinois. Everybody saw that game, and they turned it over, and they looked terrible. But that's not the same Nebraska team right now. If he can keep them together, I think that they will they have some surprises they can spring on people in the second half of the season, even though their schedule's kind of tough down the stretch. Michigan State, you're right, special teams and pulling out that it wasn't really a trick play, but it was a well-conceived prank on that punt return when they absolutely had to have it because the offense was doing nothing, and they ended up getting that punt return for a touchdown and one first down in the second half, that coming in overtime to get the game winner. They pulled it out. They stole it. We'll have to wait and see whether they can bounce back and play a complete game starting this weekend against Western Kentucky, which is going to be another struggle, in my opinion.
Yeah, Western Kentucky, no pushover, and then at Rutgers and at Indiana and Michigan and East Lansing on October 30th. I like what the Spartans are doing. 16-17 in the two polls. They remain undefeated. You can follow everything Michigan State Athletics 24/7 at SpartanMag.com. Comp, appreciate the update. We'll talk later in the week and preview Western Kentucky in East Lansing.
Sounds good. Four unbeaten teams in the Big Ten East. Going to be intriguing to see it, how it all shuffles out. A lot of good football to come. Thanks a lot, Bill.
All right, Jim Comberoni joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics. And when you're shopping at your local Meyer, you are shopping for your local community because they connect to youth, high school, college, minor league, and pro teams all across Michigan. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com will join us in a moment. He had some choice words to say about that second half performance as the Wolverines hung on to beat Rutgers, and now they travel to Madison where they're a one-point favorite on the DraftKings Sportsbook board. And by the way, tonight's game, Eagles and the Cowboys, make sure if you're a new customer, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code HUGE when you sign up, and you will get $150 in free bets if you bet just $1 on tonight's Cowboys-Eagles game. No strings attached. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE for tonight's Eagles-Cowboys game. Bet just $1 on the game, and you'll get $150 in free bets when you sign up using that promo code HUGE after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Let's get his huge opinion on Michigan's win over Rutgers. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com, the Michigan insider for the Huge Show, is standing by on the Meyer Guest Line. And Chris, I loved your honesty. Right after that ball game, what you said, yeah, there's no such thing as a bad win, but they didn't play well in that second half.
No, it was embarrassing, frankly, to get pummeled like they did. And there were a few reasons for it. That game could have been over at halftime, and they played like it was, let's be honest. And then losing Josh Ross at linebacker in the second half was huge. When they started going read option with that offense of theirs at Rutgers, it was something that those young linebackers were not prepared for. Ross will play against Wisconsin, and that's going to be a big deal. But more than anything, they kind of went into a shell. And to not get a first down, Bill, until, what, like 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter or something like that. There's no excuse for that against a team like Rutgers or anybody else, frankly. So that does not bode well going into Wisconsin. I said there were some red flags. Now, it could just mean it was a bad half and these guys put it on cruise control because they played some good football in the non-conference season. But I also wrote before the game, I said this is when we're going to get find out what Michigan's made of. And the tests against good coaches like Greg Schiano, like Paul Christ in Wisconsin, everybody's looking at that Wisconsin game as a litmus test, and so am I. It's going to be very interesting to see how they respond.
I'm mildly surprised that Michigan is a road favorite, given the Badgers won in Madison, considering it's been, what, almost 20 years since they won at Madison. I guess that comes down to the fact that Michigan is ranked number 14, and also how bad Wisconsin looked in that second half in that loss to ND.
Yeah, really, and more in the fourth quarter. They, you know, they were doing well until that kick return, and then you give up a special teams touchdown. You saw what happened in Nebraska, the same thing against Wisconsin. That's gonna, you're going to lose some momentum that way. And they, the one thing about it, though, I think they held Notre Dame to 9 yards rushing. They're first in the country, Bill. That's another thing. And I understand that Penn State and Notre Dame aren't running the ball extremely well. They didn't run the ball well against Wisconsin, but those are two teams with a lot of talent, and they manhandled them up front for the vast majority of it with their defense. They've got a great defense, number one in the country, 23 yards per game on average allowed, and that's something where Michigan in that second half, where they weren't moving anybody off the ball against Rutgers, and these guys are going to, this is going to be a much bigger test. If Wisconsin can stop the run without having to stack the box like Rutgers did, because that's what it took for Rutgers, then Michigan's going to be in for a long day. If you have to put it on Cade McNamara's shoulders when you haven't really trusted him to throw the ball all that much, I thought he had a really nice first half with the exception of one pass, but you have not put him in positions where he's got to win the game with his arm, Bill. To me, that does not bode well going into that game. I honestly, well, I know we'll talk about it later in the week, but I don't expect him to win that game, and it stuns me. I think Wisconsin opened as a 4-point favorite. It stuns me how much money is coming in on Michigan, because I to me, they're a pretty hefty underdog in that game, no matter how Wisconsin's playing.
I think it comes down to the fact that Notre Dame was getting 6.5 against Wisconsin, and I blew them out. Yeah, you mentioned in that fourth quarter, and Michigan is ranked number 14, and a lot of people betting look at rankings, look at stats, look at the analytics, and it will line up on paper that Michigan should win that game, and minus one is basically just betting them to win, so we'll see what happens. We will break it down later in the week. Just wanted to get your thoughts. Loved your honest tweet, Chris, and we'll chat on Thursday or Friday and talk about Michigan at Wisconsin.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Your comments and opinions from Michigan to Michigan State to the Lions to the Ryder Cup at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also, you can opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That is the word HUGE to 21,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations across Michigan. You're going to want to look into that unlimited monthly pass that I use. Superfly Hayes, my producer, uses it. I can get my SUV washed as often as I like for one low price. You can sign up today. Just go to MrCarWash.com or stop by your local Mr. Car Wash location here in Michigan for the one close to you. And to get that unlimited pass, go to MrCarWash.com.
This is your time for a good time. Now go live your life to the funnest. Leave boring behind and come to the place made for nonstop action and excitement, Saguenay Eagles Landing, where winning big at all your favorite games, tasty bites, and comfy nights all come together. The possibilities are endless, and so is the fun. It's all here waiting just for you. So come on, Michigan, let your fun out. Saguenay Eagles Landing Casino and Hotel.
My name is Austin Brown, and I'm a pharmacist and small business owner. Getting vaccinated is an individual decision, and it's an important one, but it's one you don't have to make by yourself. There are pharmacists and doctors in your communities that want to help you and answer your questions. I'd say the most common concerns are, is it safe? How is this going to affect my body? How is this going to affect the rest of my health moving forward? And those are legitimate questions that definitely need to get answered. When people have their questions answered, it opens up a lot of doors in terms of what you're going to expect from your vaccine, how you're going to feel. And a lot of people that come through our doors, when they ask us questions, they leave here feeling more comfortable and confident about the decision that they're going to make. And that's one of the most satisfying parts of our job. It's your decision. It's safe. It's time.
Learn more at myvaxdecision.com. Sponsored by Small Business Association of Michigan.
There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. No computer can match its intellect. No work of art can rival its beauty. And there is nothing on earth more personal than your brain. It defines who you are. It determines how you love and what others love in you. Your brain is unlike anything we have ever known or will ever see. And in a moment, all of that can change forever. Traumatic brain injury, TBI, can happen anywhere, at any time, to anyone. TBI can define who you are. TBI can determine how you will love. There is nothing on earth more amazing than the human brain. And for victims and families of TBI, there is nowhere on earth like the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan, the only show where the people have a voice. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now, they are a Michigan-based company, so the money you spend at your local Auto Value store or Auto Value Service Center will stay right here in Michigan. For the one close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is a difference, and they get it. At your local Auto Value bumper-to-bumper parts store. Let's go have a conversation about the American domination of the Europeans at the Ryder Cup over the weekend across Lake Michigan at Whistling Straits. Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, the radio version, which is heard Saturday mornings during the golf season on most of these huge radio network stations, and the TV version seen on Bally Sports Detroit. Check your local listings. He is standing by in the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, Billy.
Pretty good day to be an American golf fan, my friend.
Wow. I was there Saturday, and I know we were at the K Club, and I've been down to the Ryder Cup in Louisville. And this one had more patriotism, more energy. It was a special day on Saturday. You watched it on Sunday, Bill. Friday's domination, start to finish, they were in total control.
Yeah, it was a clinic that the Americans put on. And Patrick Cantlay on Sunday morning had said to the team, "I want 20 points. We want to set a new record," because the Americans were stinging a little bit from what had happened in Paris 2 years ago when they got thumped with 18.5 points. And the young guns on this team, who were not in Paris, they were not part of that team, somehow got the message to take it personally and kind of ran up the score a little bit. I mean, they didn't quite get to 20, but they did set the new record. It came all the way down to that final match. And felt so good for Captain Stricker. Seems like just a wonderful guy. I've had the chance to talk to him maybe two or three times over his career. And for him to be able to do that in his home state, as he said afterwards, "This is my major." He never won a major, and he was tearing up, and he's like, "This was my major." And it just was a storybook script that played out beyond what anybody thought it could.
Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders, joining us on the Meyer guest line. And with this young team, this could be a run. You know, Ryder Cups every 2 years, could this be a four or five Ryder Cup run with the U.S. dominating?
Well, there's very much the potential for that. This was a changing of the guard. You know, Stricker could have easily chosen, Phil to be on the team. I mean, after all, Phil won a major. And instead, he went younger. And when Dustin Johnson is the oldest guy playing on your team, you've got a pretty young team. So here's DJ coming out as the elder statesman, so to speak, and he goes 5-0. You can't do any better than that. He has Morikawa along with him and continues the rapid development of that young guy into a superstar. You see Cantlay, who's a cold-blooded killer. You see Scottie Scheffler, who most people couldn't pick out of a lineup, comes out and takes down the number one player in the world, although in defense of Rahm, he had to be a little tired from carrying the team the first 2 days. It was just, there were no misfires. Everything that Stricker did, was spot on. It worked out across the board. He was smart to keep DeChambeau only in the four ball and not play him an alternate shot, because who do you pair him up with? And it worked. It worked all the way through the weekend. It was a master stroke of management, coupled with some really good playing by the Americans.
Yeah, the way they were just sticking it on Sunday, and you're right, they knew they had it pretty much in the bag early Sunday morning, if not after Saturday. I know there was some hope with what Lowry did on 18 right in front of me, but the Americans showed their dominance. I had no idea why people were picking the Europeans. I think it's just based on past performance, and it's good to see America get the Ryder Cup back. Bill Hobson, Michigan Golf Live, one of our PGA and LPGA Tour insiders, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Billy, thank you so much for all the golf insight, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, man, there's still a good few weeks of golf left before we have to think about cold weather, so get out there and enjoy it, folks. Today's a great example. It's just spectacular out there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, low 80s. We'll talk to you soon, Billy.
All right, see ya.
All right, Bill Hobson from Michigan Golf Live joining us on the Meyer Guest Line, and Meyer proud to welcome back the Meyer LPGA Classic for Simply Give, June of 2022 at the Blyfield Country Club in Plainfield Township, just north of GR. You're around all the tourney info at MeyerLPGAClassic.com, and that tournament benefits local food pantries through the Meyer Simply Give program. Last game of the week in football before we start week two will be the Cowboys and the Eagles, and you need to download that DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use that promo code HUGE, and if you bet just $1 on the Eagles-Cowboys tonight, you'll get $150 in free bets instantly, no strings attached. So this is for new customers. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use that promo code HUGE. Do that right now or sometime before the game kicks off. Bet just $1 on anything connected to the Cowboys and the Eagles, and you'll get $150 in free bets instantly with code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the National Football League. So download it, okay? And I also want to give some love to my good friend Denny Middleton. He's helped us out on the show. He's playing with the Hype Friday, Pulaski Days at Eastern Avenue Hall Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the northeast side of GR. Great food, music, all weekend long. Pulaski Days at Eastern Avenue Hall, and see Denny Middleton and the Hype on Friday night at Eastern Avenue Hall. And Pulaski Days run Friday, Saturday, and Sunday here on the west side of the state at Eastern Avenue Hall. Denny, well-known statewide musician, and his band The Hype is awesome. If you missed any conversation about the Lions, Michigan, Michigan State, or the Ryder Cup, remember free podcast 24-7 at thehugeshow.net, and the all-night, all-day replay happens from 6 p.m. every night until the next show airs. The entire broadcast will repeat in its entirety. The Huge all-night and all-day replay begins at 6 p.m. at thehugeshow.net.
Opt in to the Huge text chain. Text HUGE to 21,000.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with the lock of the year. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either Philadelphia or Dallas, and if any team scores a touchdown, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy football like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions right there at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. And if either Philadelphia or Dallas scores a touchdown, you're a winner. Nothing beats a W at BetMGM. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan and disassociated persons.
Huge here for my good friends at the Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, which is less than an hour north of Grand Rapids. So I know along the Huge Radio Network, we have a lot of people that live within driving distance to get an 18 in at Tullymore or St. Ives, maybe 36 in one day. Or if you want to do an overnight, weekend, or week stay and play package, you can book that tee time or book that stay and play package right now at TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. They have everything you need, great food, the beverages, the accommodations, from a twosome to maybe a big business or wedding party getting up there to celebrate. And speaking of weddings, they do receptions, they do business events, outings, and more. Everything you need is at TullymoreGolf.com. They're located in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
It is a Moneyline Monday presented by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you always use promo code HUGE when you download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up, and you'll always get the promo hookups. All right, yesterday on the DraftKings Sportsbook app, the Lions went into that game against Baltimore as an 8-point underdog because of COVID-19 issues with the Ravens' offensive line. I like that spread at 9.5. Then it went to 8. And then during the game, while I'm sitting at a sports bar in the Deer District in downtown Milwaukee after my Ryder Cup weekend, I made sure I had to watch the Lions. And Jeff Risden from LionsWire.com, part of USA Today, also the Detroit Lions podcast we'll talk about in a moment. He's joining us in studio like he does each and every Monday. Jeff, I get a first half where they were just god-awful offensively, I think 101 yards. And then I waited for the second half to start, and it didn't look any better initially, and I ranted at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. This is the same old Lions. What are they doing? It looks like Baltimore's disinterested. And from that point, when I posted that huge rant, we've seen the Lions wake up like they did against the Niners. They showed up like they did against the Packers and then disappeared in that second half, and the Lions took it right down to that kick of 66 yards by Mr. Tucker. And now, again, I have to be very careful with saying his name because I'd like to inject.
Pat, I'd like an F. Thank you.
And you just knew on the 4th-and-19 conversion, and it was kind of pulsing at me, Jeff, as we've talked about during this show, that throw to the end zone at least once. See if you can get the TD. But if they throw and they get a pick, all of us would be screaming today that why didn't you run the ball and take the field goal and they have no timeouts. I just thought after what Lamar Jackson did last week against a much better team in the Chiefs, that giving him any time to get down the field, you had to take at least a shot to the end zone.
Yeah, and I went back and forth on that. I've argued with people back and forth on that, and I do get both sides of that one. And we saw later in the night, you know, San Francisco did get the touchdown. They scored too fast. They left too much time. So
too much time, 37 seconds, and what, one timeout for Rodgers, right?
That's all he needed.
And Crosby hits the 51-yarder to win.
And that would have been, you know, had the Lions lost that way, then people would have been like, oh, why'd you not bleed the clock more and take a field goal? So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, if you're Dan Campbell there. The strategy of making them try and to win a game with a 66-yard field goal is not a bad strategy. Now, Justin Tucker, I mean, remember the last time he was in Detroit, he hit the 62-yarder on Monday Night Football that sent us home. I was actually at a bar in Grand Rapids at Joey's out by the zoo. And watched that game at the end, and we all left. They closed the bar because we were about to destroy it after that one. So, sordid history there, and that's, you know, it's an amazing kick. You got to give him credit. Phenomenal kick. And if it didn't happen against the Lions, everybody would be like, wow, incredible. Got to separate that out from it. But, man, I was proud of the Lions and the way they came back. You're right, the first half, not even – into the second half, that's an awful football game for both teams. That's as bad as the Ravens can play. That's about as bad as the Lions can play. And the fact that the Lions didn't let the Ravens get away from them says more about the Ravens to me than it did the Lions. I thought, look, if Baltimore plays that way against a good football team, they're not coming close to a win. And that sort of tells you where the Lions are at. But to the Lions' credit, They picked it up. They looked good in the legitimately looked good in the second half. Their defense tightened up. They rushed. They contained rush so Lamar couldn't take off. They cut off his running and escape lanes brilliantly. Thought it was a great defensive game plan by Aaron Glenn. I really do. But 4th and 19, what do you do? You rush three. Now I understand.
Did they take the timeout too before the 4th and 19?
They did because
you
they wanted to make
with that. That you want to keep them moving and rushed and signals coming in.
I understand with a young team. I mean, you're playing Bobby Price out there at cornerback. He was making his first start, but played pretty well, by the way, other than a couple
so
of.
So Parker. Maybe.
And we saw Derek Barnes didn't have a great game, but he did okay. Like, you got a ton of young people that haven't ever played together before. I understand why you would call the timeout there. Lamar Jackson said after the game that, yeah, you know, it's kind of settled us down and gave us a chance. And, okay, that happens. If so, tip your hat to the Ravens for making it happen. But and I understand why they played Alex Anzalone in a spy role, why they didn't drop him into coverage. And you can see him creeping up towards Lamar, towards the line of scrimmage, as that play evolves. Because they don't want Lamar to run for it. I get that. But when you've got your safeties in the game and you've got Sammy Watkins is your only real threat. Look, Marquise Brown, rotten game. 3 drops, 2 dropped touchdowns. He has the smallest catch radius of any player in the NFL. The guy is 5'7", he has 29.5-inch arms. You can cover that. That's pretty easy to cover him down the field when you know that the throw is going to go down the field. You leave their biggest, best receiver, Sammy Watkins, on Will Harris in zone coverage.
And by the way, Watkins, you know, outside of Andrews, probably their second best possession receiver for the Ravens.
Yeah, and they did devote a lot of resources, if you go back and watch it, on stopping Andrews because they thought that would be his primary read. And based on the way that Lamar looked at the beginning of that play, that was his primary read. So he went off that and he found Watkins for that great. It's a great pass. It's a great catch. It's a good route. It's terrible coverage also. Will Harris is unaware. They've got Dean Marlowe as a second safety playing 10 to 15 yards beyond where Harris is with no other receiver on that side of the field. I don't understand why that happens. It's like Jim Caldwell dropping Ezekiel Ansah into the coverage all over again from all those years past. I am not a same old Lions guy, but yesterday it was hard not to feel that way, man.
It was there's a side of Goff when he gets lathered up and he gets going, you can see he's not that bad. No. And you're talking the second half, and then you can see a bad side
first,
in the first half.
He was
throw to Hockenson, throw to Swiftmore. I don't get, you know, you have limited weapons,
right?
Okay,
yep.
Nothing against Raymond, nothing against right. anybody else, but to me. Option one, I don't believe they use Williams great in the second half.
They did.
I don't think they're using Swift enough on catching the ball out of the backfield and Hockenson underneath. I get teams maybe circling around Hockenson and taking him out and saying they don't have anybody. Well, then get Swift one-on-one with a linebacker or a safety.
Yeah, and those two can play off of each other because if you devote extra resources to stopping
somebody's
the tight
open.
End, your running back's open. The Ravens went into that game allowing more catches and more yards to tight ends through the first 2 weeks than any other defense. And then they're out without three starters and their top reserve pass rusher on defense for COVID. And TJ Hockenson saw one pass through the first three quarters. That can't happen. And I will tell you, we went back and watched some of this. He was open a lot in the first half, and instead of looking for him, Goff is going with his first read, his pre-designed thing on the play, and throwing to Khalif Raymond. He's throwing the ball elsewhere. He finds Darren Fells, who played well, but he ain't TJ Hockenson. And they've got to understand, like you said, limited weapons. Use the ones you've got, especially when they have a matchup advantage. And that Goff refused to do it yesterday, and it was a very telling day for me. In the flow with Jared Goff, because we've seen two good halves and two bad halves in the first 2 weeks. You're like, okay, what can you do off that? First half, it was as bad as he's played. Was as bad as he's played in the NFL in his six or seven seasons. It was awful. He was flat. He was uninspired. He wasn't looking to attack. You can't win that way against Baltimore. When their defense is the state that they're in, they were missing seven starters that are projected starters for them. And he refused to attack. That can't happen.
But he did it, you know, like in the San Francisco game, where he had the god-awful first
right.
half, and he comes back with the last quarter and a half.
And when he attacked, he was great! That's what's so frustrating about Jared Goff.
Is it on Goff? I know he has the ability to check down and change it up at the line of scrimmage, and I just... I'm trying to step back from this 0-3 start and say, okay, well, this wasn't about junk yardage yesterday. This was about playing a great second half and having a chance to win.
There was no garbage time in that game.
And there was no garbage time in the first half against Green Bay, and you watched how Green Bay looked in the first half against the Niners, and the Lions looked better than the Niners did.
You're right.
Right? And Monday Night Football. Yep. Right? I mean, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
And so, and one thing, when you get Waller and Kelsey in the first 2 weeks at tight ends, that's going to be
That skews your stats a little bit, but it shows you what Hockenson can do, and the fact that he got two targets, two catches, 10 yards for the game.
I'm going to tell you right now, with the Lynn offense, I don't see a lot of creativity, and it seems pretty vanilla to me, but when it's desperate time, they pull out the playbook. Why aren't you using that playbook in the first half against the Niners? And in the first half, you know, you did it. You pulled out a great play call sheet in the first half against the Packers. And then you get behind and it kind of changes what you can do. But, new coaching staff, new players, it's not excuses. I'm not looking for moral victories. And at the end of the day, 4th and 19, you have to make that play. I know we have the clock, and that's one thing. When I'm sitting at that sports bar in the Deer District and I'm watching it and I see him snap it, I see the zero sit there for a second or two. I go, hey.
Yep.
And no one sees it initially. I go, clock ran out. Throw the flag.
I was watching the game with my 13-year-old daughter.
You know, the clock should be able to be reviewed.
It stopped.
Like you get the board lighting up in basketball.
Exactly.
The clock should be able, that should be a reviewable play if you know, final 2 minutes especially, or games on the line. Because if I'm not wrong, am I correct on this rule? Because I don't know, because the incomplete stopped the pass. But if when they snapped it and threw that ball, would that be a 10-second runoff? Because
it would have been a 10-second runoff. Any offensive foul that prevents the snap of a football, and that includes delay of game, false start, anything like
that's
that.
Game over.
Automatic 10-second runoff.
Oh,
looked it up in the rule book this morning.
All right, Jeff Risden from LionsWire.com. Detroit football or Lions? Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions podcast.
Yeah, look that up on YouTube. We'll talk about that. Your comments and questions on the Lions had Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. We are broadcasting from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studios at our flagship station studios, 96.1 The Game in Grand Rapids. We begin week number five, also week number five on 93.5 FM and 99.1 FM and 94.7 FM HD Channel 2, The Roar, Motor City Sports Talk in Detroit, and our other 18 incredible radio stations on the Huge Network. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. We'll have more with Risden on the Lions and a historic Sunday after this network TO.
Big, bad, huge.